Something novel is coming to Taste of Ann Arbor. It's this weekend. I'm Lucianne Lance, and we head downtown Ann Arbor with the Main Street Area Association. Ashley Schaefer, Executive Director of the Main Street Area Association. Tell everyone about Taste of Ann Arbor, first of all. Date, time, what they need to know.
Yeah, so it's Sunday, May 31st from 11 to 5 p.m. We are super excited. We have 24 participating restaurants who will be divvying out and dishing out some bite-sized tastes, like bites from their specific establishments. You can purchase tickets there on site. They are $1 per ticket. I would recommend about 20 per person. If you're a little bit hungrier, 30 to 40, but 20 seems to be just about the right number.
You can get the tickets on site, but you can also get them online.
You can get them online, and then you can pick them up the day of, which is a new feature that we have this year and something that we kind of wanted to implement to alleviate the lines. Because the lines can get very long.
They can indeed, but it's a popular event. That's why.
Yes.
So the event itself is free, but the tastes are $1 each. And as you heard Ashley say, usually about 20 tickets or so are good for you to get your fill of all the delicious tastes in downtown Ann Arbor. 24 different restaurants. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. And I'm going for the lobster roll over at Ashley's. This is all happening along Main Street and Liberty, right in there?
It's Main Street and Liberty, but we actually extended the footprint this year. So it is going from East William to Huron. And the reason we did that was because the lines were so long last year. You really didn't know which business you were standing in line for some cases. So we extended that footprint. We gave everyone a lot more space and a lot more room. But then we'll have activations also on Washington, where A20 will be. We have Empowerize Therapy, which will be there. The Ann Arbor District Library will be there. And then just one thing to add that we're doing this year as well, we're partnering with Fever Tree. We have three social district participants who will be serving this taste exclusive drink for the social district. That's Connor O'Neill's, the Grotto Watering Hole, and also Vinology.
All right. So what's new this year? This is really cool. And this is something the city of Ann Arbor is working on. It's a long-term goal, but we're going to sort of pilot it this weekend at Taste of Ann Arbor as we welcome Genevieve Rattray from the City of Ann Arbor Sustainability Office. Genevieve is the Sustainability and Innovations Manager. So I've seen the reusable utensils that you have made out of bamboo.
Correct.
That's going to be at Taste this year.
Those will be returning. They will be at our A20 tent, which will be near the online ticket sales pickup.
Okay.
So wherever folks are coming to pick up their online ticket sales, we're going to have an A20 tent nearby, and we'll be passing out, I think we have around 3,000 reusable utensils to pass out to folks for free.
So they can use them there?
They can use them there. They can take them home. The goal is you're reusing them.
Ah.
So rather than when you're traveling, like I take mine to the office, and when I bring my own lunch, that's what I have for my lunch.
And that's great.
I keep them in my purse. And
then you're not putting things into the landfill.
Correct.
Plastic
Correct.
Forks, knives, and spoons. You don't have to worry about that. I see a lot of people using their bamboo utensils
at
work.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
What's new this year is something even a little further than that.
Yes.
And this is part of a long-term goal of the city of Ann Arbor. Talk about sustainability. This could change the face of to-go and delivery.
Absolutely. And it's something that we piloted in 2021 with a handful of restaurants across Ann Arbor who are incredibly excited. So we brought returnable containers, takeout containers, to some of our, our local establishments, brought them to the establishments. And you can still get them today. You go to Zingerman's Next Door Cafe, you want to get a piece of cake, you say, can I have it in a to-go container? You're one of your A20 containers, and they have it for you. They don't miss a beat. I just did it recently. But we've been looking at how we can take that to scale. It hasn't been done yet in the U.S., a municipal-level returnable containers program. So research shows that you need it at that larger scale for that biggest impact and for that collective buy-in and for it to be a smooth running system. So as we are slowly working at how we can bring a municipal level system, which would include us having a wash station and a vendor and doing everything in Ann Arbor, we're looking at what can we do in the meantime between this pilot program from 2021 and the future returnable containers program. What can we do here? So at our events is the perfect thing. Like Ann Arbor can show the country how we can take large scale events and make them truly circular. And Ashley reached out to us, and she's already doing an amazing job with keeping the event sustainable. And she said, what else can I do?
So how is this going to work at Taste of Ann Arbor, Ashley?
Yeah. So I'm really excited. So our restaurants that are participating, we have all but two that will be using these reusable containers. when you get your bites, they'll be in these reusable serviceware dishes. And then when you're done, there'll be different trash cans and bins throughout the footprint where you can put that in that bin. And then there's a team that will come by and they'll pick it up. They'll also sort through the trash to make sure nothing gets thrown away. Mm-hmm. Any food that's left in them, they will also be scraping into compost as well. So, yeah.
And then they will be reused.
They'll be reused. So we are partnering with Bold Reuse, which we've partnered last year for A2 Oktoberfest. They're coming in. They have the inventory already and the wash stations already. They do this at different concerts and venues, and they're experts in bringing returnable cups and boats to events.
When you say wash stations, are they literally washing these by hand?
No, they're full wash stations. Think of it, I mean, larger than, but think of a restaurant when
it goes through
the
conveyor belt.
They go through and are sanitized.
Yeah.
They're sanitized. Yeah. And so everything that's going to be at Ann Arbor will be going back to one of the Bold Reuse wash stations to be sanitized and used at another event.
Okay.
And Ashley has mentioned there's going to be different stations. So along with a trash receptacle and recycling receptacle, there's going to be a reuse receptacle. So when you get your cup or your boat and you finish with it, you put it in the reuse receptacle. And just like our vendors are going to be collecting the trash and the recycling, they're collecting the returnables.
Do you recommend that someone goes, when they go from the booth to booth, should they be using the same reuse?
No, each vendor will have his or her inventory.
Okay.
So we have over 24,000 pieces coming into this event based on the vendor's needs and what they've articulated they're planning on selling. So just think, in a matter of one day, that would have been 24,000 pieces of single-use plastic or compostables that would be going
into
the trash or to the recycling. So we're avoiding 24,000 pieces of single-use plastic.
Genevieve, the city of Ann Arbor would like this to be the norm in Ann Arbor for restaurants, delivery, institutions.
Absolutely. And I think there's a huge appetite. I think the residents are excited about it. I think the businesses and institutions are incredibly excited about it. It's already happening in kind of smaller pocket areas. So we're looking at how do we streamline it at a municipal level and how do we really show, you know, the region and the country and the world that we're doing this in Ann Arbor.
So how do you envision that? How long would it take and what do we need?
Well, let's start with Taste of Ann Arbor, everyone coming and participating and, you know, take a picture of your reuse and post it and tag us and just show that you're using it and you're excited about it. And then we're working closely with our businesses and institutions about how we can, you know, do the funding, the fundraising to make this a reality in Ann Arbor.
How much money would it take?
Millions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're looking at how we could build a wash station, have a vendor that operates it, and we already have the stakeholders who are interested in participating. So the appetite is there. We're just looking at how do we build the infrastructure, like anything else, how do we build the infrastructure
for it? And this would be similar to the Recycle Center doing its work.
Very similar to that, only it's returnables.
Mm-hmm.
It's things that would be used, then brought back to the wash station, sanitized, and then put back out for reuse. So let's think of, hypothetically, you know, in a restaurant when you're getting carry out, it would be put in a returnable container that you would drop off in a bin. Or if you're at an Ann Arbor public school, if hypothetically, and you're getting a tray, the tray would be returnable. It wouldn't even leave the site. You know, kids would get a returnable tray.
But it's incumbent upon the individual getting the food to return that, right?
Absolutely.
They would have to drop it off somewhere or?
That would be part of the infrastructure is that there are a very simple system that would make it easy for anyone to do the same way, you know, we do things with recycling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talking with the City of Ann Arbor Sustainability and Innovations Manager, Genevieve Rattray, along with Ashley Schaefer, Executive Director of the Main Street Area Association. I want to make sure people know they can get those tickets for Taste of Ann Arbor this Sunday online by going to mainstreetannarbor.org and get your taste tickets, or you will be able to pick them up also on the day of the event. You just might have to wait in line to get those, so it's much better if you get those in advance and be able to just pick them up and start eating.
Yeah.
Back to these containers, though, and like the long-term future of this, does one have to mentally get over? I mean, we're used to throwaway culture, and especially when it comes to-go orders, you know, and the foam packaging and that sort of thing. And when you throw it out, and we know what happens to these when we see the gunk on the. How do we know that going through the wash station really sanitizes it?
Absolutely. I mean, think of when you go to a restaurant and you're eating on a
there's something
plate
different about
and
China,
silverware. Well, there's different materials. Mm-hmm. This would be the materials used for the returnables would be co-designed by the stakeholders based on their needs.
Okay.
So it could be metal. It could be stainless steel.
Oh.
It may not be plastic.
You're
it could be stainless steel. Absolutely.
Listen to the restaurants and the institutions.
Absolutely.
What they
this
want.
Will be a co-designed process.
Wow.
So, and it really truly would be no different than when you go to a restaurant and the silverware and the plates and the cups you're drinking out of at a restaurant, which are plastic sometimes, mm-hmm. and they go through the dishwasher at the restaurant, and we don't think twice about that.
Yeah.
We go, we sit down, they serve us our water or our beverage in a cup that thousands of other people have used before us at that restaurant that went through their sanitation, and it's then used for us. It's the same thing.
So how would you, though, get it back to where it needs to go for the washing? I mean, would you have little weigh stations where people could drop their items in? Would you go and pick it up? How does that
work? Those are all infrastructure decisions that will be designed based on best practices as well as what the community needs. So it could look something like there are various bins around the city in which we have the centralized wash station that has a vendor operating it that has, you know, of course, e-vehicles or cargo bikes that will go around and collect the materials, bring them to the station to be sanitized, and then redistribute them. So let's say you're a business downtown and you go through X number a week, and that's how many are going to be delivered to you every week that are sanitized.
Do you think people might just keep theirs, though?
That always is a possibility. I think these are all infrastructure designs that will have to work out.
How many years out are we from making this be happening in the city of Ann Arbor?
I don't have that number, but if I had a magic wand, it would be as soon as possible.
Oh, well, we'll see. It sounds like a lot of work needs to be done, but it's nice you're rolling this out at events. It also, I think, is important for people. You get so many people, Ashley, to come to these events that it showcases that Ann Arbor is really a forerunner of these kinds of sustainability issues. Mm-hmm. It's been something that's been very important to the city, I know.
Absolutely.
In fact, you've got A20 Week that is coming up as well, starting with Sunday, May 31st, in Taste of Ann Arbor, launching into the rest of the week there. You've got a bikeway tour on Monday, June 1st, an A20 proclamation that'll be happening, I think, going to be at Ann Arbor City Council?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Why is this important?
You know, this is our annual celebration of the adoption of our A20 carbon neutrality plan, which was adopted unanimously in June of 2020. The very next year, we said, let's celebrate it. Like, let's celebrate the community who's come together to uplift our community-wide carbon neutrality goals. So the community hosts, I think there's, don't quote me on the number, over 50 events, probably more, that are happening across the week that we are uplifting. Some of them we're hosting, but a majority of them our community collaborators and partners are hosting, and we're just uplifting them in whatever way makes sense. So
there's an electronics collection event on Saturday, June 6th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. If you go online to a2gov.org/click the sustainability office, you'll be able to get in and check out all the events that are scheduled and get all the details. I'm intrigued by all of this. You know, we all try to do this, but when you make it easy for us, it more likely can happen. You have these kinds of awareness events. You go to a big event like Taste of Ann Arbor, making it easy for people to recycle, reuse, and maybe it turns some people into doing this on a regular basis.
The goal is it will be a very smooth system for everyone to participate and enjoy. And I think one thing to note, due to some social districting laws, this year we won't be serving alcohol beverages in the returnables, but we're hoping to get to a point in the future, perhaps next year, where we can do alcohol service in the returnables.
If there's anything you want to put in there that would be alcohol, that sanitizes it with no problem.
very true. But this will be the non-alcoholic beverages and the bites, the tastes, and the boats. And
this is an
like
example
that.
Of the times that are changing, and yet the laws we have haven't quite met up to that.
And we're hoping that next year we'll be able to roll out a full service with returnables.
All right. Yeah. But there is social districting at Taste.
Yes, there will be. Definitely.
Right. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. It's coming up Sunday. Time again is?
11 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Right in the heart of downtown Ann Arbor. Ashley Schaefer, Executive Director of the Main Street Area Association. Visit mainstreetannarbor.org. And also Genevieve Rattray, Sustainability and Innovations Manager. What's your website?
a2gov.org.
And then just click to this
sustainability. You can Google A20 Week Sustainability. It'll all come up.
All right. We wish you well. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.